Welcome, welcome to Adventure 2022. I hope you are up for the adventure. Let's go. Can you all raise your hand as high as you can? And then a little higher. Now, I can't really see you, but I do wonder if maybe there was a realisation that you hadn't put your hand up as high as you can. There's always room for some improvement. And in many ways, our adventure is about self-improvement. And if we can improve ourselves, then we can help others. And, you know, lots of self-help books around, maybe not quite so many about helping others, but the original and the ultimate one is the Bible, and lots of good practical advice there if we are wanting to be intentional about this thing called life. Someone once said, intentional living is the art of making our own choices before others' choices make us. Are we going to let life just happen to us, or are we going to take control of our lives? You can't live with intent if you don't know what your intentions are. And we're going to be thinking a wee bit about what our hopes, what our goals are this Advent, towards the end of another year as we journey towards Christmas time. Another quote someone said, if you are not consciously building your own habits, then they are unconsciously building you. It's been a busy week, and people are beginning to tell me that this will be your busy time as we approach Christmas. It has been a busy week, and during the last week, I have had a baptism this morning at Strontian Church, and a wedding yesterday at Keele Church. And earlier on in the week, there was a funeral service. Hatches, matches and dispatches, the whole of life in the big moments, the life moments that we mark. And yet there's a sense in which we want to look at the ordinary moments in our journey of life. Yesterday at the wedding, some familiar words were shared. Words of love. Love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or conceited or proud. Love is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fail. These words from St. Paul when he spoke of faith and hope and love, and he said the greatest of the three was love. And we'll be focusing on love in the fourth week of Advent. We're going to be journeying with hope. This morning we lit a candle for hope in the Advent ring. Next week, peace. The following week, joy. The final week, love. But as we think on hope and what our hopes are for our development as we journey in life, I want to give you a wee challenge that I put to everyone at the wedding yesterday, and suggested that these beautiful words are words that we might try and hear again, but without the word love, and instead put in our own name, we might need to change some of the other bits to help it make sense along the way. Do you get the idea? That I might say, Donald is patient and kind. He is not jealous or conceited or proud. Donald is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Donald does not keep a record of wrongs. Donald is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Donald never gives up, and his faith, hope, and patience never fail. Try hearing those words with your own name. I'll give you a moment to do that. You know, sometimes it is my hope and that of many others that God would just show God's self. It's a verse in the Bible in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 1. Why don't you tear down the heavens and come down? Well, you know, God has come to us, and at Christmas time, we celebrate God with us, Emmanuel. But what does it mean that God is with us? What does it mean that we can journey with peace, hope, joy, love, not just as words to talk about as we light the Advent candles, but values and virtues to live with and to be part of our experience? I heard a colleague during the week talking about something that really, really struck me and resonated with what we're thinking about here. And it was the idea that God comes to us disguised as our life. Let me say that again. Sometimes, maybe often, God comes to us disguised as our life. And so we need to be intentional about keeping our eyes and our ears, our hearts, our souls open to hear, to see, to feel where God is at work in the world. To be intentional in our living. It was Abraham Lincoln who said the best way to predict our future is to create it. And this Advent, my challenge to you is not to let life happen to you, but to be intentional with our hopes, our goals, to take time to reflect upon life. Life in all its fullness. That's something that Jesus spoke about. John chapter 10, verse 10. I have come that they might have life. Life in all its fullness. Advent, we often talk about it as a quiet, contemplative season. But sometimes the reality is that we're rushing around in our preparations. There's cards to buy and to write and to address and to stamp and to post. There's incoming cards to take note of and work out who sent us one, and we haven't sent them one yet. And oh, it can all become so busy. And then there's the presents. And during Advent, let's make some moments to slow down, to be aware of our thoughts and our feelings, to take time to know what the season is really all about. Well, we take a minute just now, just to be still. In a moment, a wee video, it lasts exactly 1 minute. It'll take you to the shore of Loch Linnhe. And during that 1 minute, I want you just to concentrate on your breath as you breathe in, as you breathe out. And count the breaths within the minute. Did you count the breaths? Maybe it was 5 or 6. Maybe it was 16 or 17. Maybe it was 20, whatever the number was. That's right for you just now. And now you know how many breaths in a minute. And if during Advent you're feeling a bit overwhelmed or stressed, just take a moment. And in your imagination, go to the shore of Loch Linnhe or some special quiet place for you. And take those 6, 7, 10, 17 breaths, breathing in all that is good and lovely and true. And breathe out the things that don't matter, the things that you don't need to carry. Throughout this week, we're going to be exploring hope. This morning, a candle for hope lit in the churches. What do you hope for? What do you hope for this Advent? What do you hope for your life? During this week, I'll be joined by a number of guests. There'll be things to ponder, things to do. There'll be challenges, there'll be some music, there'll be some more adventure as we continue the journey. I hope you'll join me through this first week of Advent, a week of hope. Till tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Tomorrow's will be pre-recorded but available from 4 every day, either live at 4 as today or pre-recorded and available from 4. And there'll also be a podcast audio only version on Apple Podcasts, and you'll probably find it elsewhere. Take care. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventure 2022. Please like, share, tell your friends, subscribe to the AKSM Parishes YouTube channel. Make sure you don't miss an episode. The adventure continues every day until Christmas Eve. May hope, peace, joy, love and all God's good gifts be yours today, tomorrow, this Advent season and always. Be blessed, be a blessing.